On this episode of the Ritual Misery Podcast, Amos has some house micro-renovations.
I know that was hard for you to say, but you did a mini credit card rant, which is hard for me to imagine.
Smart locks, knives out, couples retreat. Those are things.
Yeah, well, if you have all those at the same time, you better fucking call Saul. Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery program, episode 243 for Thursday, the 27th of February, 2020. I still fucked the date up. We're almost 2 full months in. I still can't say 2020 when I want to. This is the show where two lifelong friends and their guests celebrate all things geek. I'm Amos. That's Kent. We don't matter because today we don't have a guest. So I guess we do matter today. Kent, you finally fucking matter. What's going on, brother?
Dude, credit cards. They're great.
Are they?
I mean, usually.
I might have missed that memo.
So I've got a pretty good credit card. I've got one of those cards that gives me cash back, right? So I do this thing with my card where I buy everything with it. I basically use it as a debit card, and then I pay that balance at the end of each month. So I don't get charged interest, but I get a little cash back. I get like 2% cash back or something from the card.
Okay.
So it pays back, right? Mm-hmm. I don't ever pay interest. So it's great.
Now, I do the same thing. I don't get cash back, but I get miles, which ends up with cheaper flights. So
that works too. And when you're north of the wall, like you are,
right?
That's important because airline tickets are like 10 times more expensive for you than they would be for me.
Right. And plus, I mean, but you got to imagine, you got to round up the dragons and shit. Like, it's complicated catching a flight up here. So.
Right. Absolutely. So I really like my credit card, except I got a notice a couple days ago that said that we think your credit card number may have been compromised.
Oh, did they finally check in on you buying shit from adamandeve.com?
I mean, that wouldn't be unusual. I don't know why they'd be flagging that. but no, I mean, they didn't give me any details because, like, I didn't have any disputed charges. Like, there's, like, nothing going on. They're like, just in an abundance of caution, we're going to send you a new card with a new number.
Right, but they're going to send you a new card with a new number in, like, 3 days. So that's 3 days. You can't buy beer.
No. So both numbers are active, I guess. So I've still been able to purchase things. So I think it had like a 2 week, whatever, like a grace period where both numbers work. And then once I go onto the site and say that, yes, I received my card, like activate this card, it turns off the old number. Right.
Okay.
So that's all fine. Thanks for, good looking out, guys. However, remember when I said that I use my credit card for everything?
Right.
Basically use it as a debit card. I mean everything. So
Netflix,
Amazon,
electric bill,
everything, Apple Pay, like everything. Yes, dude. If I can use a credit card for it, that's what I do. And then I just, like I said, I pay that balance at the end of every month and everything's good. But now, because I buy, my lunches, I buy, put gas in the car, everything, I'm going to have to go through probably a couple hundred lines on my credit card statement to figure out every account that I use with this card. What a pain in the ass. Because what's going to end up happening, I'm going to miss something. And they're like, yay, the new season of Stranger Things has started. Here we go. We're going to watch it. Like, oh, God damn it. And my Stellar credit will go down the drain because I missed like 7 payments.
I had something similar to this. My personal debit card was apparently lost in the mail, so it expired. My current one expired. Okay, fine. I had, I couldn't use my allowance money. I had to use the family account to buy lunch a few times and this and that. USAA sent me a new one. No big deal. Got it. Activated it. The day it activated, or the day I received that one, the following day I received a new family debit card for our family joint account for my wife and I. Mm-hmm. It had a new number on it. Mm-hmm. So I had to go through the same process. But now, because I had one card that expired, there was my personal stuff like Patreon, Humble Bundle, and then the family one that had a new number, like all of our accounts just went to shit. I still don't think we're paying for Netflix.
Oh my God.
But they'll catch up eventually.
So I am concerned about my credit score. Because I received some good news the other day.
Oh.
I've always had pretty decent credit.
Uh-huh.
I'm proud of my credit score.
Uh-huh.
That's another benefit that I get from using my credit card all the time, because I'm showing that constant responsible use of credit, right?
Right.
So I'm like, you know, I'm probably like in the high sevens.
Okay.
You know, maybe I've crossed that 800 threshold, you know, 850 being the
max. Right.
So my son,
850 being the black card level.
Right. Yeah. So like anything above like 780 or something like that is considered like A+ credit.
Right.
So, and I've been there for a little bit, you know, after buying a couple houses and, you know, paying off multiple car loans
and divorcing yourself from your divorce by a few years.
Right. Yeah. And most importantly, not missing a payment. Like,
right.
I haven't missed a payment on anything in probably, God, 20 plus years.
WPR, baby.
I think even then it was a Playboy magazine subscription that I'd ordered like kind of as a joke. And I thought I would just ride out the, however many issues they would send until stop sending them. And then I got a collection notice. That was when I was like 19 years old, I think. So since then, I don't think I've ever missed a payment on anything. But anyway, so this weekend, or not this weekend, this earlier this week, I took my son to purchase a car. Buying a car sucks.
Yes.
It takes so long. Why does it take so long? It's so bad. We were probably in the dealership for a total of, between two visits, we were probably in the goddamn place for like 4, maybe 5 hours.
Right.
Buying it. What the hell? There was no price haggle because we were getting something very, let's call it lower end.
Right. Used. Affordable.
Affordable. Yes. An affordable used vehicle. It's his first car. So we're doing the, I want the loan to be in his name, but because he has no established credit,
right?
I had to use my credit to co-sign, which I fully expected. That's kind of the reason I, was prepared for that. So, no big deal. But we're still there for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, and it was awful.
And the majority of the time, you're not doing anything. You're like not actively engaged in any activity other than twiddling your thumb.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So the car buying experience sucks. But the cool thing was I got a credit score report. And I'm 15 points shy of a perfect score.
Nice.
Like, holy shit.
I'm about 70 points shy of your score.
Yeah, so I was really happy to see that. I'm way comfortable in the A+ zone. So
nice.
That was nice.
Yeah. My wife's been working on my credit for a long time. You know, I got filed for bankruptcy. Then the next year got divorced. So my credit took a really huge dive in like 2009. I had shit credit. And then just started minding my P's and Q's since I was doing my own bill pay instead of relying on my wife. And then I got married, and then she's a stickler about credit scores. It's like, it's one of her favorite things in the world to raise. And, it's my credit score is doing pretty good. Mostly cause I don't really use, like, we bought the kitchen set on our Lowe's card, and then we got our tax return and paid it off. Like, we don't let debt just sit around at all.
Right.
So, we're fortunate like that. But yeah, it's a fun game to play because it's not an exact science on how to raise it. Like you might look at your credit score, like still never missing a payment 40 years from now, and still be like 3 points lower than what you are right now.
Yeah. You're right. It's not an exact science, but there are some solid strategies.
Right. Yeah. And that's just it. But they're not, there's solid strategies. There are no firm rules.
Like, right. Well, especially because there's three different credit bureaus and they all score things slightly differently.
Right.
Because so I said that, 835 was my score, but that was my highest one. I think that was TransUnion. I think the lowest one was like 815 or something like that.
Yeah.
So it was a good chunk different, but they're still like, even my lowest one was still well within A plus. So I'm like, oh, that's, we're good. We're good.
I looked at mine one time and it was 645.
Yeah.
But, and two of them were the same. It was like 645 and 644 or something like that. And then one of them was like 380.
Oh.
And I was like, wait, what?
That doesn't
make sense. Right. What happened was, the one that was 380 showed, according to their paperwork, I had filed for bankruptcy, gotten divorced, filed for bankruptcy, and gotten divorced in consecutive years. So
it must have been the other Amos.
But all the dates matched. It just had different years at the end. So it was like 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010. And I was like, that, no. So I had to send in some paperwork to get that cleared up and everything else. But yeah,
that's terrible.
Yeah. And I was wondering why is my average score so bad? I've been paying my bills and shit, but yeah, that was stupid. I've been doing a lot of research lately on micro renovations. And I don't mean like tearing down walls, moving over like 2 inches, the washer and dryer doesn't fit in this room. Let's just tear down the wall and move it 2 inches instead of buying a new washer and dryer. Right. Our bathroom fans are shit. Mm. They're shitty. So I'm replacing those and doing all the research to find out which ones are best for our usage and everything else. I finally came out with one. With options and everything else, for the three fans, it was going to be like $2,200. And I was like, oh, that's kind of insane. That's a hit. So I downgraded one line from like, the 500 model down to the 400 model. And I get a little bit less cubic feet per minute coming out of the bathroom through the vent. And the reason I looked at it is because the original vents I was looking at were 6-inch vent lines coming out of it, 6-inch ducts. And the one I went to was a 4 or 6-inch. It could do either. And I don't know what vents I have in this house until I tear out a vent, in which case I don't want to fucking put it back until I got a new one. So instead of having to play the guessing game, I just went and went down to the one that had the 4 or the 6-inch ducting. And the price for three of them was less than a third of the price of three of them before. So I'm actually just buying the one and getting the three the way that it worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're still super bougie and very expensive, but yeah. So it ends up being about $700 $750 for the three of them. So about $250 a piece, but I got them on Lowe's with my 10% discount and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, that's a lot better than the original price.
And the problem in our house is we have some kids that will take long showers and forget to turn the fan on, or they like it steamy. We have certain people in the house that won't turn the fan on when they're pooping, and therefore the whole house smells like it. We have other people that will turn a fan on, then leave, and it'll be on for a day and a half because no one uses that bathroom. The fan's just fucking spinning at full speed.
Yep.
So I got the ones with the condensation sensor. So if it's too humid in the bathroom, it'll automatically turn on. It's got a motion sensor. So if it senses motion, it automatically turns on. All that stuff. Like I got all the bills. I did not get just the $70 fan that you can pick up from Lowe's. I did not get the Utilitech bathroom fans. But it took me like 3 months to find the ones that I wanted.
That's some fancy ass fans, dude.
Yes. Yeah,
I've just got like some fans that like there's a switch on my wall.
Yeah,
like turn it on.
Yeah,
and it spins.
And it makes noise. You don't know that it's actually spinning, but it makes noise.
It does make noise. Yes, yes.
we have the one. The room behind me is a bathroom, and that particular bathroom, it has this fan in it that is rated at 3 sones. And sones are the level of noise that it creates. Anything over 2 is not typically acceptable for residences. It's a 3. The ones that we have in the house right now that are the nicer ones that are upstairs that I'm replacing are a 1. The ones that I'm buying are a 0.3 zone fan. So okay, you're going to walk in and it's going to come out automatically and it's not going to sound hardly any different from not being on. It's going to be great. Hmm. And why is that important? Why is that important? Because it's really hard to be pooping in the bathroom with a really loud fan and listen to your TikToks.
See, I like louder fans when I'm pooping so that people don't have to hear the, you know, the bloop bloop.
Oh,
and the porcelain rattling.
It's not the bloop bloop that I'm worried about. It's the
right. Yes, yes. Of course, it echoes off the porcelain and it just, you know,
yeah,
throughout that.
Yeah. So yeah. And then also this week we had a door handle on the front door. It just started coming apart and I went to investigate and one of the screws had broken off inside and then had stripped. Mm. So I was going to go just buy and, you know, get some new locks for the front and back door, you know, matching keys and shit, deadbolts. And on my way up to Lowe's, my wife is like, oh, and I keep mentioning Lowe's, not because they sponsor the show, but because they're half the distance of Home Depot.
Okay.
So to get a Home Depot, I got to go all the way downtown. Whereas for Lowe's, it's like right across the street almost. So I'm on my way to Lowe's. My wife's like, hey, now if you wanted to go get one of those fancy keypad smart lock things, this might be the time. So 4 hours later, I get back home after having done all my research. Did you know they can, if you go to Lowe's or Home Depot, they can rekey the lock according to your key?
Oh,
so instead of buying new, like I was going to have to buy a new handle deadbolt set, 2 of them for, you know, one for the front, one for the back.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, how am I supposed to get the key like matching up? Am I going to have multiple keys for the smart lock and the new handle? And this, and the dude was like, no, I can just rekey the new stuff to match your current key and everything will work. Like 15 minutes later, I was walking out of Home Depot because Lowe's didn't have what I was looking for. And walking out of Home Depot, like, ta-da!
Nice.
So
that's a win, dude. Like,
yeah,
I've thought about doing locksmithing, like learning the craft, learning the trade, and just like that's just kind of like a side gig, right?
Right.
Like a side hustle. Is that what the cool kids are saying?
I don't know if the cool kids consider themselves cool kids. I think they have a new name for themselves, but I see where you're going. Yes.
But that's an interesting capability that you can just match the lock to the key. That's I like that.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking phenomenal. So that's what happened there. and finally, I watched Knives Out.
Ryan Johnson movie, mystery movie.
Ryan Johnson written and directed movie. I didn't realize he wrote it as well as directed it. Mm-hmm. Fucking phenomenal. It has like a 97% rating on Rotten Tomatoes for such a good reason. It was my daughter and I watched it, Amber and I watched it, and after the movie we sat there and we talked about how the movie was made just as much as we did the plot of the movie.
Nice.
It was just really good. You have to watch it.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it this weekend.
That's
my intention.
You could be watching it tonight because it's on my Plex, but whatever.
Could be, but probably won't.
Yeah.
No, that's a great recommendation. You're not by far the first person to try to sell me on this movie.
Who was the first person to try to sell you on that movie?
Because
I know
besides the advertisers, my son Lucas.
He
saw the movie and was like, "Dad,
it's a murder mystery, but I would put it in the, so we both love the movie Clue. Can I accurately say that?
Yes.
Like
yes, Clue's great.
It's
Clue's
a classic. Great. It's amazing. The little triple ending at the end is just great.
My favorite is the multiple ending.
Yes. That and everything's just so completely over the top.
Yes. Yes. And it's such a tight comedy. It's
right.
It's great.
This is Clue without the multiple endings because you don't need them the way that the ending is structured. It kind of almost has multiple endings. but it's only got three highly erratic, like off the wall, what the hell is going on characters. One is the victim. One is the what would you like the main person of the story?
The protagonist. Yeah.
And one is like everybody could be, but one of them is the, it's not the antagonist. It's like the person that's in the in between the other two. So it's like
kind of like a straight man or something.
But it would be, except it isn't. But yeah, that's
okay.
Like
or the common man or something,
right? Well, you think, okay, like in this particular case, one of the three, the one in the middle is like this person investigating the murder mystery, right?
Okay,
and you think, oh, that's the person that's going to be the straight shooter, the one that you can kind of, and they're not. Like they're the most erratic person on the movie, but they fit that middle role so fucking perfectly. And yeah, the movie is just so excellently done. The lighting, pay attention to the lighting. It's ridiculous how well this movie is directed.
Very nice. I very much look forward to watching this film.
So
great. I've been watching Better Call Saul, which is nothing new. I've been watching Better Call Saul for several years now.
But so why are you mentioning it now? Were you just desperate for topics?
This is the first time that I have been caught up on like Breaking Bad universe ever. Like I watched Breaking Bad after the show ended. Like I started episode one after the show had already finished. And Better Call Saul I catch on Netflix.
Yeah.
A year after the show airs.
Right.
Well, we have YouTube TV right now, and one of the channels that we get is AMC, which is where Better Call Saul plays, and so that's now on my DVR whatever list. So we've been watching Better Call Saul the night that it airs. And
is that changing your experience?
Well, it's changing it in the fact that I can't, like, I want to watch episode 3 right now, but I gotta wait until Monday
right
to watch episode 3. So it's changing my experience in that fashion, but it's also like I don't have to avoid spoilers now. Like I'm caught up. I can join the water cooler talk about Better Call Saul, and it's great. And what a great time to be in it. Have you watched Better Call Saul?
Not a lick.
Oh, dude. It's so good. And it is right now is the best it's ever been because it is getting so close to the Breaking Bad timeline.
Right.
Everything is like just starting to fall into place, and oh man, it's great. It is so good.
Nice. I caught Breaking Bad's final two half seasons as they aired. So that's in fact, Breaking Bad was the last show I watched before we canceled cable for the last time. W. Scott as one was mentioning Parasite, that Parasite was going to be coming to Hulu. Kent, you had the ability to watch that one right now too. So,
okay, that's great because I don't have Hulu.
Right, I don't either. But we have all of the movies that we've purchased are on our Plex, like every single one of them. So every time a big movie comes out, we buy it and it goes on the Plex. So we can just watch it without having to dig through the DVDs.
Sure. Yeah. That's
so the way if you'd like to borrow that DVD, you have that capability.
Excellent.
Good. Okay. So last thing before we get into our break, our first break, man, this is a very heavy front loaded show. Like for a show, really, we usually don't have anything. Rick and I did a couples retreat last week.
Oh yes. How did that go?
It was hosted by the chaplain service on base. It wasn't godly. It was the Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage. If you have the opportunity to attend this, I highly recommend it. Not only because no kids were allowed, it was also at Alyeska Resort, which is great because they had just gotten record snowfall. We were up there. They had gotten 65 inches on the 3 days prior to us arriving. And the accumulation on the mountain, like the top of the mountain or whatever, was 121 inches of accumulation up top. That's the current depth of the snow when we arrived. And it didn't stop snowing the entire time we were there.
What the hell?
But we weren't there to ski. We were there for this retreat. So we basically watched all these other families go have a whole lot of fun. Next Monday, we're supposed to be going as a family up there as part of another work thing for my wife. Yeah, it was great. All the best times are from my wife and I are when we get to spend time alone, because that's originally how we started our relationship. My kids had moved away and she didn't want me around her kids until we got comfortable together and kind of knew it was going to last a while. So sure. All of our dating wasn't done with kids. It was done by ourselves. So every time we have one of these retreats, it's like this refreshing of our relationship. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, the 29th of February is our third anniversary. We will have been married, 12 years.
12 years. Third anniversary.
It's fucking beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I think we're going to go watch a movie. I think we're actually going to go watch Birds of Prey, get some dinner, and then come back to the house. So.
Sounds like a plan, dude.
Yeah. Good times. Good times.
Fantastic. Well, if you want some more good times, you can head over to patreon.com/ritual misery. You probably double your fun, right? If you like the shenanigans that we do on Ritual Misery, you can pretty much double the shenanigans.
The pre and post show are usually the better parts of the show.
That's true.
And that's reserved for the patrons. And if you watch live, patrons still get, they get basically as soon as we start the call until we end the call. And then the Twitch video is somewhere between when we start the call and when we start the episode, and ends somewhere between when we end the episode and when we end the call. So there's always some extra on both sides for the patrons.
Yeah. So if that wasn't confusing enough, patreon.com/ritual misery.
Just wait until we start adding a mid-roll.
I promise we won't do that. If you sign up to be a patron, I promise we won't.
Well, no matter how long or big this show ever might get, we will never have ads on our patron feeds. Unless they're funny.
Then
we might, but they'd be
They won't be real ads. They'll be fake ads.
They'd be at the end. Like there'd just be like a 3-minute gap of silence that your player would automatically skip over. And then at the end, W. Scott is one. They wouldn't be like Night Attack ads. They'd be more like NSFW ads.
Right. NSFW ads, or as you mentioned last week, unmade.
Unmade ads.
Yeah.
They were talking on this last episode I listened to, like, hey, we should maybe put out some of these conversations we had before. And I was sitting thinking, you already have a Patreon. Like, it's already there, dudes. Just do the thing. But whatever.
Yeah. So patreon.com/ritual misery.
Yeah.
Show us that you give a fuck by giving us a buck.
Yeah. And maybe we'll buy you a drink in South By if you're there.
Oh, show. I've been known to do that.
There's quite a bit. Strong possibility that if you're a patron and you see us at South By, we will buy you a drink.
Yeah. And I'll go ahead and revive the original offer. If you show up to South By Southwest and we interact in person and you're wearing a Ritual Misery shirt or have any Ritual Misery merch, you're drinking for free.
At least one drink. Maybe not all night. I mean, can't get it by you.
Yeah, minimum one drink. I think Dark Redeemer drank for free an entire night on me. Whether I was aware of it or not.
It's all about how drunk you are when he first shows you the shirt. There are certain people out there that have a still in beta, first edition still in beta shirt, and they always get free drinks when we're around. So that's just how it goes. We might revive something like that. But if you're
do we have a link for that for the merch?
RitualMisery.com/merch should take you somewhere close to where we have stuff.
Or like if that link doesn't work, just go to RitualMisery.com and there is a support link on the front page.
Yep.
And it will take you to all the things. Goodness.
It's about that time, dude.
Can I please have your attention?
In the last 30 minutes, Kent's done something. Now you've got a guess.
He was very excited.
Kent's games.
Play with him.
Talk nerdy to me, Amos.
No.
All right. So this quiz is, are you a true nerd?
Oh, I'm going to fail.
It's So I,
I'm like a pseudo nerd. I'm a wannabe nerd. I'm a one nerd.
So I don't know if I screwed up or if, yes. if I subconsciously, stumbled upon greatness. I don't know, but I ended up clicking on the exact same type of thing this week that we did last week.
Oh,
it's in fact from the same source. So we're going to run through this quiz together. It's general nerdy topics. And I don't know the answers to any of these.
If they're all D, we win.
Yeah, well, I know for sure they're not because the first question only has three choices.
Oh, so we have to make write our own choice for D.
Yeah, but I think this one's pretty straightforward.
RitualMisery.com/swag is the appropriate link, according to W. Scott. It's one. So many thanks to him. And if we see him at South By, he will definitely be getting a drink.
You're damn right. Oh, absolutely.
Any chance of you being at South By, Willie? Let us know.
I think I owe him a couple drinks anyway.
You probably do. You probably owe him a few drinks for just all the late night ramblings you don't remember from all the drinks you already had.
Exactly. All right. So first question. If you don't get this right off the bat, we're probably not friends anymore. We're just going to end this podcast.
Okay. Well, before we become not friends anymore, ask me later about late June.
Late June.
Because I will forget.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Pretty sure. High level of confidence.
Oh,
I have access to your calendar. Not only do I have access, but I get push
notifications. Oh, yes, yes. Then you do know. Yes. Okay. No, we're good.
The TV series Firefly, a cult favorite among nerds, was a mashup of sci-fi with what other genre?
Basically westerns.
Yes, and okay. That's choice A. The other choices were sword and sorcery and espionage thrillers.
Because the reason I stumbled on that is because you could put like spaghetti westerns. You could say like there's different ways of classifying westerns, but westerns is the basic tone of it, the cowboy genre.
Absolutely. And so this one, unlike last week's, actually tells me whether we get it correct. And dude, of course, it correct.
Yeah.
All right. Who has been given credit for coining the term nerd? Any idea before I give you the choices?
It was the, I knew this and you're going to say it and I'm going to fucking smack myself for not remembering it.
I want to see you smack yourself.
I mean,
I'm going to go ahead and read the three choices.
We'll make that a Patreon exclusive.
We've got Philip K. Dick, George Lucas, or Dr. Seuss?
Dr. Seuss.
I agree with you. I have no indication that this is correct, but nerd sounds like a Dr. Seuss word. And plus I'm 99.9% sure that George Lucas didn't come up with the word.
Being that Philip he K. is a nerd.
Yeah, Philip K. Dick wrote a lot of stuff. He might have. But I'm feeling Dr. Seuss. And
Philip K. Dick is more likely to have come up with with the name Nazi than nerd.
Right. Yeah. But we were correct on that. All right. Which of these is, let me start that one over. Which of these is associated with nerdiness? Science, fantasy game playing, or both?
Both.
Yeah. Like, come on. All right. Which of these superheroes does not have a nerdy alter ego?
Oh, this one, this might stumble me, but should be easy for you.
This is basicness right here.
Oh, okay.
Superman, Spider-Man, Batman.
Batman.
Which one doesn't have a nerdy alter ego?
Bruce Wayne is not a nerd.
Correct. He is, as they describe here, debonair.
Debonair. You have to say it like that. You have to say it with the whisper tones. Debonair.
Yes. What innovations? Oh, another Philip K. Dick question. What innovation did sci-fi author Philip K. Dick introduce to nerdiness? Was it wearing glasses with tape on them? Spelling it N-U-R-D, nerd. Or liking Star Wars? That's a weird question.
I'm going to say the glasses, but I remember hearing the origins of that, but I don't.
I want to go with wearing glasses with tape on them because the other ones just feel
dumb
to me. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and pick that. Are you good with that?
Yep.
Here we go. Oh, fuck me.
No.
It's spelling it N-U-R-D.
That's dumb. Okay, next.
Damn it. Okay. All right. Which of these websites bills itself as News for Nerds?
Hmm.
Slashdot.
Hmm.
Wired.
Hmm.
IO9.
Hmm. That's tough because they all kind of are.
Yeah, and they're all nerds.
I don't go to them often enough to know which one has which thing. I just see the feeds.
Exactly. Same. Because I typically use news aggregators.
Right.
And I get all of these in my feed. So
I'm going to go IO9.
IO9? Okay. Yeah. I'm with you on this. Solidarity.
Bum, 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 bum.
Slashdot.
News
for nerds.
Oh, well.
All right. Oh, God. No idea on this one. What date is National Nerd Pride Day?
March 14th.
The choices are May 25th, June 6th, January 12th.
He said March 26th?
No, I said May 25th.
May 25th.
June 6th.
6:06.
Or January 12th.
1:12.
Yeah, see, I would expect it would be March 14th, but it's not an option here.
I'm going to go with June 6th because it's Patrick's birthday.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense because he's a giant nerd.
Well, because I don't have any basis for any of the others.
Well, according to National Nerd Pride Day's Facebook page, it occurs on May 25th.
What's the relevance?
Yeah, I don't know. Right. No idea.
I'm going to call bullshit on that one, too.
Throw that one out. That one doesn't count.
Yeah,
it's a stupid question.
It's dumb.
Which country has a reality TV show in which a group of nerds form a soccer team?
Which country has a reality game show where a bunch of nerds form a soccer team? Like as the central thesis of the show or just that it happened?
Well, I'm imagining that this is the premise of the show.
Right. But I mean, that's a little ambiguous because didn't they do some shit like that on King of the Nerds?
That's a show.
See, you don't know anything.
Our choices are Germany, England, or Netherlands.
I'm going to go with England.
Yeah, because I
just, it could be the Netherlands.
Feel that this is a British thing. God damn it.
Germany.
It's the Netherlands. It says, in the Dutch TV show FC Zulu, a group of nerds forms a soccer team.
All right.
We're not. So I don't know how nerdy we are. Like, I thought we were nerdy, but
I think we're nerdier than these fucking questions are leading us up to believe because some of these questions are just straight stupid.
Nerds don't watch reality shows. Like, what the hell are they doing here? All right.
Definitely not ones like related to sports.
Sports.
Sports ball.
Who uttered the quote, "What they lack in physical strength, they make up in brain power"? Choices are Conan the Barbarian.
No.
Jabba the Hutt.
No.
Nerderator. Or no, I'm sorry. Nerdator? Nerdator? NERDATOR.
Nerdator. I'm going to go with the first one.
Conan the Barbarian?
Sure.
Okay, sure. Solidarity. Here we go. The Nerdator, a character in the animated series Steven Spielberg Presents Freakazoid, spoke those words.
Sure.
Well, shit.
Weird. Not winning this one.
Which franchise's storyline takes place first chronologically?
Oh, okay.
Star Trek, Star Wars, or they're simultaneous? I know the answer to this one.
I don't like the question because they're completely unrelated. So there's no, their timelines are exclusive of each other by storyline, but also by universe. Therefore, they occur at the same time.
I am not choosing that. I'm choosing the correct answer.
Oh, wait. Yep, you're right. Star Wars happens first. Because it was a galaxy far away and a long, long ago in a galaxy far away.
Yes, a long time ago. Galaxy far, far away. And Star Trek is future tense. So.
Well, Star Trek is the 23rd century? 23rd century.
23rd century is when.
Yeah, because it's 2260s or some shit like that.
TNG is the 24th century. All right. What is the fabled 13th human colony in Battlestar Galactica?
No idea.
Same.
I never watched BSG in my fucking life.
I used to watch the original series, like the 70s, 80s series, when I was, six,
nope,
seven.
Nope.
The new BSG, I saw half of the pilot. It bored the fuck out of me, and I just never went back. Even though everybody says that that's important nerd cred shit to watch because it's amazing.
Right? Yeah.
Perhaps one day. Perhaps one day.
I think I tried to watch the new BSG, but I
there's about to be an even newer BSG.
I just
they're
can't.
About to reboot it again.
I just can't.
Oh man. Yeah, I don't know. All right, so our choices are new Uranus. I could have said Uranus, but I like anus better than urine.
Well,
I guess. Yeah. So new Uranus, Zebron 12.
Sounds good.
Or Earth.
Oh, I'm going to go with Earth. Earth. Definitely Earth. Yes, definitely Earth.
You think that's the 13th human colony?
Fuck if I know.
I thought the premise of the show is that they left Earth. Because
which makes sense. Why is the mysterious 13th colony? I know you don't like my lack of knowledge, my lack of.
No, you know what? I'm going to choose it because I have got nothing to go on. Other than I think Earth is kind of a dumb answer.
Yeah.
But I also think that new Uranus and Zebron 12 are both dumb answers.
So you might as well go with the surprise one, right?
Yeah, so since you're pretty hardcore on Earth, I'm going to go ahead and just go ahead and click this thing here. Damn, I need a drum roll. Why do I not have a drum roll? Here we go. Earth. We got it right! It's Earth! What the fuck? Wow!
It totally made sense to me, but I think different.
Damn it.
That was good times. I like it.
They just think it made
sense to me for some reason. All right, so what was our score?
Hold on, we're not done yet.
Oh shit,
still going. What did the nuclear physicist have for lunch? Oh god, they threw a joke one in here apparently. What did the nuclear physicist have for lunch? Your choices are cesium salad, fission chips, or atomic barbecue. God damn it.
Cesium salad.
See, I'm leaning toward fish and chips. Fish and chips.
Fish and dirty chips. Shit.
Like, that's super fucking nerdy.
Yeah, no, that does make we're going sense.
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips, yes.
Yes!
That's some Ian St. Ian shit right there.
I'm Ian St. Ian. Kids, ask your parents.
Contemporaries, ask your parents.
Millennials, Gen Zers.
Just give up.
What is the current record for solving pi? What? Okay. So they're asking how many digits, like, has.
No. And that's what I assumed. But there are there are competing algorithms at work at this, and they're both coming up with different answers.
Okay. So the choices are 2,452 digits.
Okay.
10 million digits.
Okay.
Or 5 trillion digits.
I'm gonna go with the middle one.
10 million digits?
Yeah, seems shady to me, but I'm going to go with the middle one just because, fuck it, why not? 10 trillion digits is a lot of fucking digits.
According to this, it says the new record for calculating pi established in October 2011 is 5 trillion digits. Good Lord.
With zero... I don't... Man, I watched too much Number File. Okay, so what's the next question?
What book did Comic Book Guy translate into Klingon for his master's thesis in The Simpsons? Choices are The Little Prince, Lord of the Rings, or Beowulf?
Beowulf.
That's what I feel like going with as well. For just, no reason other than that's like the classic, book.
But it just seems more Simpson-y to me.
Yeah, and that. Well, fuck us. the answer is Lord of the Rings.
Jesus.
All right. So I've seen probably 12 episodes of The Simpsons.
I've probably seen 4 times that.
Yeah. So both of us, or neither of us, are very Simpsons knowledgeable. All right. What does the third initial in J.R.R. Tolkien's name stand for?
Robert.
I know this one. I factually know this one. So the choices are Ronald, Romulus, or Ruel.
Ruel.
Correct. I know this one is right. And yes. Because, yeah, Ronald is his second name. So it's John Ruel Tolkien.
Or at least it was. I guess it still is, even though he's not carrying the name anymore. But whatever.
Right. Yeah. Is the theoretical Higgs boson particle bigger or smaller than a proton?
Oh, I know. Smaller.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bigger than a quark, smaller than a proton.
Bigger than a quark?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's accurate either. Bigger than a quark?
It has to be because a quark is the smallest possibly measured distance.
I don't... I have to look into that. But the... So Higgs boson is estimated to be about 1/100th the size of a proton. Higgs boson is what they kind of nicknamed the God particle.
Right.
So imagine it's pretty goddamn small. So anyway, what is Captain Picard's customary spoken order to subordinates?
Make it so.
This is, yeah. I'm not even going to read the other ones because they're stupid. Next one. Oh, this one. What is RPG in nerd speak?
Really fat girl with fat being a PHAT, like knocked out.
So you were correct when you said role-playing game.
Yes.
the other answers were rocket propelled grenade and, what is this? Relativistic prophet ghost lord. I wish that was the answer. Okay. Which of these is an acceptable alternative term for Hobbit? I'm gonna give you a chance to figure this one out without hearing the choices, because to me this one was pretty obvious. Which of these is an acceptable alternative term for Hobbit? So if you're playing Dungeons and Dragons and you want to play a Hobbit, Hobbit is not
For Dungeons and Dragons to be halfling,
okay,
or dwarf. But right. That's the technical term, I guess, for people of very small stature. But
it wouldn't be a dwarf because
dwarves are separate creatures in Middle Earth.
So are you comfortable with halfling?
I'm going to have to go with halfling. It's the only one that makes sense.
Totally. That's totally correct.
What are the options they give?
They said elf lord.
No.
Wizard.
No.
Or halfling.
Okay. A quark is smaller than the Higgs boson. Because as the Higgs boson decays, it can become a quark anti-quark pair.
Okay. All right, let's go with that.
I know like five things, and they're all really shitty and useless in my life, but I know them.
Well, tell me if you know this one.
No.
Which of these creatures lives in tunnels in the Warhammer fictional universe?
I already answered this. No, I don't know.
The choices are orcs, skaven, or undead.
I'm going to go with skaven, because orcs typically live in forest environments, and undead can fucking live anywhere. So I'm going to go with skaven.
Yep, that logic sounds sound to me. Does that work? Sounds sound to me? We were correct on skaven.
Right. Okay, how many more of these we got?
That's it. That was the final.
What was our final grade?
We are getting our score right now. It is, oh God.
43.
So we got 13 out of 20.
Oh.
Which gives us 65%.
Right, so we got the D.
We did get the D. Congratulations to us on sharing the D. Apparently, the average score on this quiz is 53%, and we scored better than 70% of the quiz takers.
Holy shit.
So I think that means we're pretty nerdy.
That's like a nerd redemption right there. Like, that was... I don't know how I feel about any of that, actually.
Yeah. So, well, we got the D.
There we go.
So we're talking about nerd stuff.
Yep.
Did you grow up nerdy? Like, were you a fucking nerd when you were a kid?
I was not nerdy. So I was always geeky, but I was not nerdy. Geeky being the thing that you enjoy spending your time on, and nerdy being the harvesting of knowledge in very specific areas. I was geeky, not nerdy. I grow more nerdy as I get older, actually.
Yeah.
That's kind of how the Higgs boson versus quark shit. Like,
I think I get older obviously I get older.
I get older as a nerd.
Yeah. I think I get nerdier as I age, but I think I'm better at hiding it.
Oh,
like, I don't fly the nerd flag, like just walking around typically.
I kind of always flew the nerd flag, even though I didn't know there was a nerd flag flying behind me.
Yeah.
It was tough.
I didn't know, like, to the extent that I was flying the nerd flag.
I wanted girls. I got math. I don't.
Yeah. So, like, when I was a kid, I was super into space stuff.
Yep. Like, still are.
But I mean, when I was a kid, like, my passion was anything space. So in like science class, like I was like a B+ student, but whenever we would get to the space part where, you know, planets and you know, galaxies and stars and whatnot,
it was great. Redemption. 100%.
Like, yeah. Every assignment was 100%. I didn't even have to read the assignments because I already knew the material.
Right.
I was such a space nerd. I knew the names of every astronaut that was ever an astronaut. I knew everything.
This is how I was with sex ed.
Okay.
I was exactly the worst student. I knew all the information, had zero practical experience.
Well, I mean, you could say the same for me, because I'd never been to space. I'd never gone to another planet.
Right.
Not an astronaut.
Right. No, that's why I brought up the comparison.
I wanted nothing more in life than to become an astronaut.
Which, so why is didn't actually, you?
Well, so Challenger blew up and kind of stunted my...
So you wanted nothing more in life than to be an astronaut until third grade. At the ripe old age of third grade, you're like...
Right. Yeah. That kind of like... it was like a reality check a little bit.
Yeah.
I didn't give up the dream, but I lost the burning passion. When I, in my third grade class, watched a space shuttle blow up, that was,
I, I told you the story about that, right? How I had won the spelling bee or whatever for the school to allow my class to watch that live.
Yep.
And then I didn't even see it actually happen because I was looking at a book on the bookshelf because we were in the library. So when the actual launch is going off, I was like, oh, I'll look at it in a second. And then everybody's like, what's going on? The lady ran over and cut the TV off right as I looked at the screen. So I was responsible for the horrifying memories of my entire classmates in which I did not suffer myself.
Yeah. So,
I was even half-assing it back then.
So I tempered my passion, but I still, like, the dream still existed, which is what, which is really, honestly, is why I joined the Air Force, because my intended career path was to become a fighter pilot and eventually turn that into an astronaut career.
Mm.
And I was going to do that through the Air Force. Well, I didn't understand at the time that you had to go to college first to become an officer, to become a pilot. That was dumb. I was done with school by the time I was thinking, okay, let's go to go talk to the recruiter. But I wouldn't have been thinking Air Force had I not had that initial astronaut dream. But yeah, so space stuff was my initial like nerd, my nerd boner, I guess.
Right.
That translated into sci-fi as well. And not all like I didn't really enjoy a lot of sci-fi that wasn't space-based. Right. So I was all into Star Trek and Star Wars and Battlestar Galactica.
But not Isaac Asimov.
Right. Right. I respected Asimov's work, like, you know, iRobot and, you know,
Did you ever read anything by Asimov?
iRobot.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
The only thing I read.
I had
an Asimov collection, but I just read the one.
I read, was it Inner Space? Where they shrink down and go inside the dude's body.
Oh, was that Asimov?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That movie of that story is why I fell in love with Meg Ryan.
I mean, fair enough.
Yeah.
You didn't try to assassinate a president over her, but, you know. She's no Jodie Foster is what I'm saying.
Yeah, she's no, exactly. No, but I would take Meg Ryan. So my celebrity crushes when I was a kid were Meg Ryan, Carrie Fisher, and Drew Barrymore.
Like,
my ladies. Drew Barrymore was the only one that was anywhere close to my age. But anyway, and then
isn't she exactly our age? She's older than both of us, but she's the same. She was born the same year.
I think she's about a year older than that. I think she was born in 76.
Think so? I think she was born like, oh.
I don't know. This is something that, man, if only there was an interconnected network of databases.
But I was already looking up Interspace to make sure that I was right about fucking Asimov writing that shit. Like, maybe if you would actually look some shit up once in a while. Oh, goddamn. I was right and wrong.
Okay.
She was born earlier in the year than we were, but she was also born 2 years earlier.
Oh, so 75.
February 75. The February 22nd. So just a couple of days ago, she turned 45 years old.
Oh, wait. 44. It would have been 44. It was 75 because we were born in 77. We're turning 43 this year. So, nope, you're right. 45. Damn it.
Oh my God, somebody clipped that shit. As his
math
brain
is hard.
As his brain melts down over two digits.
I don't math well, okay? Especially public math. That's the
That was awesome. I wasn't even doing the math. It was on the Wikipedia page and that shit updates automatically. So I was just waiting for you to catch up and it was just, that was fun. That was good. Okay. So space, man, why are you bringing it up this week though, man? You love space. Why are you bringing it up this week? What happened this week that's got you all, tempered up?
No. So this is we're in the nerd week, the nerd phase of our, running through our, What do you call it? Our tagline?
Yes, tagline.
Right, Ritual Misery Podcast. So we're on nerds now.
So we're just celebrating your nerdiness when it comes to space.
Well, yeah. I mean, the other thing that I had that was like really defines me as a nerd. I was a high school band nerd. Like,
were you band nerd or band geek? Because you, of your own admission, never learned to read music.
What? No, I know how to read music. I was just not, I didn't put any time and effort into being good at the instrument that I played.
You just proved my point for me. As soon as I challenged your knowledge of music, you're like, nope.
What? That doesn't even make sense. No, I can read music. I just was not, I didn't excel
at
performance. So.
But you were a great trumpeter.
Okay. So friends, geeks, veterans, parents, nerds, gamers.
Yes.
Is the catchphrase for this, the tagline rather for our show. And we're on nerds. So I just thought it'd be fun to talk about nerd crit, maybe. I don't know what defines us as nerds. So what would you say is kind of like you said that you get nerdier as you age.
Yes.
Specifically what areas do you nerd out?
Random facts has always been a strong point of mine. Like I've always been jealous of Alfie's ability to just have a wealth of random knowledge at his mental fingertips. But for example, like this week I did some research to figure out how to build, to offload my, streaming and transcoding to a separate computer. So I have some computer parts I'm putting together. I bought the ones that I needed, and I'm going to actually have a separate machine with a network storage location. So when I'm done processing a video or audio file, I can dump it into a folder, and that machine will do all the heavy lifting, all the transcoding and compiling, all that stuff. And then it'll spit back out the file that I need instead of drawing down the computer I currently use. So I can continue to get more work done instead of sitting there waiting for, 45 minutes for a video to haggle its way out of my system.
So you've always been a computer nerd.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You were an early adopter. You're still an early adopter for a lot of, gadgets and, things that come out.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've also always been a tinker. Like I was the guy that's pulling stuff apart. And to this day, I don't understand how batteries work, but I've had the same question since I was like five. you took basic. I took Pascal and C and a few other languages. Pascal is my favorite though, because it's the easiest one to understand. But this week I also took to unupdating the firmware from my Blu-ray disc drive and my computer to backflash it to an older firmware so that I can rip discs faster. Because
that's a simple thing, right? Like anybody can do that?
Actually, you can if you just know the terminology to Google. But now instead of being capped at ripping at 12 speed to put my movies on my Plex, I had it up to 28 speed last night.
Oh.
Is that right?
And that's a firmware limitation?
Yes, it's a firmware limitation. The drive, if it's not limited, will sit there and run until it starts running into errors, checksum errors or whatever. And if that, then it'll just throttle down, reread the sections where it suspects the errors happen, and then it'll just lock at that speed. The firmware will lock it at a lower speed in order to have more consistent read speeds throughout the entire drive. And you unlock that little portion of it. And not only can you rip more things with your DVD or your Blu-ray player, but you can also do it faster. So that's what I did this week. And that's just kind of always been how I operate. Like I'm always looking to tweak, just take the audio on this podcast. I'm always looking to tweak shit and make it better for as little effort / cost as possible. Well, for as little cost on me and effort on others as possible. I put a lot of effort into my fucking tweaks.
I think you're pretty fucking nerdy, dude.
Probably. Probably.
Man, if people want to find out exactly how nerdy you fucking are, where might they go on the internet to figure that out?
You can email me at imabigfatfuckingnerd@gmail.com. No, I'm kidding. That'd be a great email address, though.
Oh, somebody get that.
I'm a big fat fucking nerd at gmail.com. No, you can find me on Twitter at Ethan Kane, Ethancaine. And somewhere, if you really want to hit me on the socials and share funny clips with me, find me on TikTok. I don't even know what my username is on there. It's something Ethan Kane-ish, though. So it's
like Amos.
It's Amos. Yeah, it's Amos Kane, Ethan 77 or something. I don't fucking know. It's something along those lines. But if you're on TikTok, then shoot me a Twitter DM with your TikTok name and I'll reverse look you up. Like, I don't know, whatever.
Technology's hard, man. But RM_Del Noche is where I'm at on Twitter. Del Noche or Del Noche 77, pretty much wherever else. Not TikTok, though.
Because he doesn't want to laugh. He's got too much laugh in his life. Don't send him anything funny. You can find the show at Ritual Misery, RitualMisery, on Twitter, and you can find all the links and everything else we do at our website, ritualmisery.com.
We would love it if you joined us in Discord, bit.ly/RMP Discord.
I've actually been in there pretty regularly lately.
Yeah, it's a good time in there, right?
I mean, when you join it and then don't do anything with it for 2 years and then you suddenly jump in, people don't want to talk to you. And it's a little elitist. It's okay. I'll work my way back into the social memes. We are live every Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific at diamondclub.tv and twitch.tv/ritualmisery.
Thank you so much to Kevin MacLeod for allowing us to use your music.
Thank you for listening, for Kent, for you, for me, and for everyone in space. This has been your nerd-ridden Ritual Misery podcast. See you in South... Well, see you next week. See you next week!
See ya!
Let's see if it works.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
RITUALMISERY.